and a friend of Sacha Distel. Yes, he did. You go to the embassy parties, the way you talk in Russian and Greek, and the young men who move in your circle, they hang on every word you speak. Yes, they do. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head. Yes, I do. I've seen all your qualifications you got from the Sorbonne, and the painting you stole from Picasso. Your loveliness goes on and on. Yes, it does. When you go on your summer vacation, you go to Juan-les-Pins with your carefully designed topless swimsuit. You get an even suntan on your back and on your legs, and when the snow falls, you're found in Samoritz with the others of the jet set, and you sip your Napoleon brandy, but you never get your lips wet. No, you don't. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Won't you tell me the thoughts that surround you? I want to look inside your head. Yes, I do. You're in between 20 and 30, a very desirable age. Your body's firm and inviting, but you live on a glittering stage. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Your name, it is heard in high places. You know the Aga Khan. He sent you a racehorse for Christmas, and you keep it just for fun, for a laugh. They say that when you get married, it'll be to a millionaire, but they don't realize where you came from, and I wonder if they really care or give a damn. Where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head. Yes, I do. I remember the back streets of Naples, two children begging in rags, both touched with a burning ambition to shake off their lowly born takes. They try. So look into my face, Marie Claire, and remember just who you are. Then go and forget me forever, but I know you still bear the scar deep inside. Yes, you do. I know where you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed. I know the thoughts that surround you, 'cause I can look inside your head. Na 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 na.
Left the shack, but that was all he missed, and he ain't coming back. Headed to the stone bar in a gin joint car, he made a stop just long enough to grab a handle off the top.
wasn't meant to be when it was to Australia Queen. On the picture, I've seen his shaking hand to the Queen.
Mm-hmm. And a few years later, well, quite some many years later, not that long ago, really, you met the Queen.
Yeah.
What was that like?
It was all right. I was happy to see, like, my grandfather met and kept some painting. And it's chance to me to go and see Queen in England.
Gloria, may I ask you a question? The copyright of Albert Namatjira's work is not held by the family, is not owned by the family. Why is it important for the family to get the copyright to Albert Namatjira's work, his legacy, his paintings?
Well, family didn't know Albert owned a copyright until maybe the older sons of Albert knew about the copyright.
Right, okay.
And they were talking about the copyright.
Mm-hmm.
And when the sons and daughters all passed away, the older children wanted to find out about this copyright.
Mm-hmm.
And they was, you know, talking about families that they didn't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
Until in our days now, like me and Lenny.
Yes.
They still talk about this copyright.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we started talking about getting the copyright back.
Yes. Why does the family or the grandchildren and the relatives want the copyright back?
But, yeah, it belongs to Albert.
Mm-hmm.
And the copyright should be returned to the rightful owners, back to the families. And that's why we're fighting to get it back.
And why you've been involved so heavily in this film, the Namatjira project.
Yes.
I understand, Gloria, that the family is quite poor, quite destitute. Is that the case?
Yes.
You're, Leni and Gloria, you're both artists in your own right. I mean, you're both...